Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from Run Forest Run to the bikini making its debut, loads happening this week in pop culture history. And Rebecca Shackleton, 98FM co-presenter on Big Breakfast, is with me to take me through. How are things?
Hello, happy Throwback Thursday.
I know, yeah. What have you got for us this week?
Well, quite a lot. Starting with July 2nd, 1937, it was one of aviation's greatest mysteries and still is. On this week, 86 years ago, Amelia Earhart disappeared. Are you familiar with the story?
No, I'm not.
I've always heard of it, but I didn't really know.
Yeah, well, I've heard of it, but I know nothing about it.
So she was attempting to become the first female pilot to do a round-the-world flight, circumnavigate the globe, that's the official term. So she was just 39 at the time. She'd taken off from Papua New Guinea alongside her flight navigator named Fred Noonan, and they were travelling in Model 10 Electra, a Lockheed Model 10 Electra. They disappeared over the Central Pacific Ocean near Howland Island, and no trace of them or the plane has ever been found.
And even with more modern day technology, they've no way of...
No. Now, there's lots of different theories as to what may have happened to them. Some think that maybe their fuel ran out and they sank into the middle of the sea. Perhaps maybe they landed safely on Gardner Islands, on those islands, but then passed away there. There's a few different theories that have been going around over the years. But what's interesting when I was looking this up yesterday is that one man claims to have found the wreckage of the plane.
Right.
And only this year did he come out and say that. So I need to get you the name of this man. Oh, Tony Romeo. Here we go. He's a kind of former pilot and explorer, and he thinks that he discovered the location of the plane in the Pacific Ocean. So he's used sonar technology and combed the ocean floor, and he has this very grainy photo of what could be plane wreckage.
Wow.
So he says he's going to try and go back down with a special drone, take more pictures and try and find if it is actually the wreckage of that plane.
The name, all right, I've heard of, but I didn't really know anything about that story.
No, I didn't know as much either until now, but Amelia inspired songs by Joni Mitchell and Handsome Family, and Rosalind Russell, Diane Keaton and Hilary Swank, they've all played her in different movies.
In different movies.
Yeah, there's even a Barbie doll after Amelia Earhart as well, so she obviously made a huge mark on history, but they still haven't found out exactly what happened.
To more modern day pop culture, this is something that definitely made a mark in the fashion world. Victoria and David Beckham have rooted through their wardrobes. They've found those dashing purple outfits, the dress and the suit that they wore as the change into outfit on their wedding day for their 25th wedding anniversary, Rebecca.
Today, 25 years ago, Victoria and David tied the knot here in Dublin.
Luttrellstown Castle.
Wow, lavish ceremony.
Or is it? It's Dublin, isn't it?
I think it's County Dublin. Yeah, I think we're just on the
border. It's not in the city centre, though.
No, it's not.
Never been.
It was 1999. I'd love to go for a wedding. And the whole day apparently cost Victoria and David £1 million. Can you imagine what that would be today?
Like back then, 25 years ago.
Yeah. So no wonder they didn't outfit change. They were splashing the cash. So they have dug out these outfits from their wardrobe, reenacted the wedding photos and posted them on their Instagram today.
I love it.
Everyone's going wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that purple.
So in the first instance, the fact that 25 years on, you can still fit perfectly in to your change
into better than ever,
I think is incredible. They talked about this in the Netflix documentary about how wild those outfits were.
David,
they were atrocious. Like
they were. David said he even had a top hat. I don't think he wore the top hat in the end.
And purple shoes. He had purple shoes. Suede shoes.
So the designer was Antonia Berardi, and this was their second change into outfit. And they're together all these years later. What an achievement.
You know, I love Victoria and David Beckham.
So do
I. And I didn't love them at the time of the peak of the Spice Girls, but in more recent years, I really loved the pair
of them. Did you watch the documentary?
Oh, I watched it twice.
Islands in the Stream.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Dancing love
around.
Them.
Are you going to, in 25 years' time, I know you got married last year, will you re-kit out in your...
Why not? Any excuse for a party.
You had a change into outfit.
I changed into a different dress,
yeah.
Just at the
totally
end.
Best
I just wanted
inspired.
To dance and be free. I'm not one to wear a long dress very often. I felt a bit restricted and I wanted to do Proud Mary and give it full welly, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? So I wore a shorter dress at about midnight.
Because that is sort of unusual now to see
it is,
change,
I've noticed. Yeah, anything for a photo.
Fair play to you.
Yeah, why not?
And it was inspired. A pure party
at least
dress.
It wasn't purple.
That's very true. And you didn't have the tie up the leg gladiator sandals. Maybe you did.
No,
Victoria
I didn't. I was in the flats. I was in the Penny's flip flops at that point now, to be honest with you.
It's July the 2nd, 2005, and it's Live 8. Here in Hyde Park, there were 200,000 people, with millions around the globe at 9 other concerts and billions watching on television. Bob Geldof has asked the world to come together today to support his unyielding determination to make poverty history. Welcome to what will be the biggest music event in the history of the entire world.
Yeah, Jonathan Ross introducing Live 8.
Wow, it's hard to believe that was so long ago. July 2nd, 2005.
Sorry, I think that's really recent.
Yeah, I feel like that was ages ago now. So Jonathan Ross was there in Hyde Park. They did 10 simultaneous concerts. They were all on July 2nd, apart from one that was on the 6th of July. And they were held just a few days before the G8 conference that was being held in Scotland. So it was a who's who. So many people were there. Mm. Audience
Take us
members.
Through the list.
So U2, Pink Floyd, Madonna, Paul McCartney, Coldplay, with Kanye, Jay-Z, Stevie Wonder, Green Day, Pet Shop Boys, they were all performing across all of the different countries. Wild.
Yeah.
They raised a lot of money.
2005.
Yeah.
This is the G8, okay, yeah. States and South Africa.
Yeah, so the G8 leaders actually pledged to double their 2004 levels of aid to the poorer nations. So they went from $25 billion to $50 billion by 2010. That's what they pledged to do. And half of that money was to go to Africa. So it was a huge success.
You're going back to 1985. I know this is a favourite for a lot of people. To the Future.
I've never watched it. I can't believe it.
No, I'm not a fan at all.
Have you seen
it? No. Well, no, that's a lie. I have, but I didn't watch it all.
Well, it's one of those films that's just a cult
not
classic.
Not a sci-fi fan now at all, right? Can't stand it.
No, I don't usually like it either, but people just adore this. So this was released on July 3rd, 1985. We went Back to the Future. Sci-fi classic. Starred Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly, who is thrown back in time to the 1950s after an experiment that his friend Doc Brown put together that goes wrong. And he travels back in time in a DeLorean car.
Yeah, like there's actually no sci-fi really that I like.
Ever.
No, I'm just not a fan of the make-believe.
I must watch this now because I saw over the weekend at Glastonbury that Coldplay brought Michael J. Fox out on stage.
It was pretty incredible, actually.
It was
a lovely moment.
Yeah. Well, you were there.
Yeah. It was absolutely such a fabulous moment. And like Coldplay, I was talking about this in the show yesterday. They had by far the largest turnout, as you'd probably expect, for any of the performances. And Michael J. Fox just got such a round of applause and the appreciation. It was lovely. It was really, really fabulous.
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. And Chris Martin said that the film inspired Coldplay to become a band.
Wouldn't be impressed listening to us.
No. But what's really random when I was reading about this, because I haven't actually seen it, is that, so Michael J. Fox goes back in time. He's trying to make sure that his parents fall in love again so he still exists in the future or whatever. But is his mum his own love interest at one point? Yes, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get to that part of it.
No.
Do you know what? If it's out since 1985 and I haven't watched it in its entirety at this stage, like, just
you probably
about
won't
it.
Now. Yeah. And there's been two other films since then, so there's three Back to the Futures now.
Not a fan.
Wow.
The debut of the bikini. Go
on. July 5th, 1946. So women wouldn't go to the beach before then until the 1930s. The two-piece bathing suits then arrived on the scene, right? 1946. I think it was the French that started this, right? French designer Louis Rard, and showgirl Michelle Berdinini. They modelled the bikini for the first time in Paris, and then it went over to the US, and sure, that song was released and the rest was history.
Such a great tune, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not a bikini person myself.
No.
I prefer a one-piece, but sure, look, I'm glad that the women were able to wear the bikinis. Wear whatever you want. Wear whatever you want.
Run, Forrest, run!
I love Forrest Gump. It's actually such a sad movie.
It really is so emotional. And we did mention Back to the Future earlier on. The same director who wrote and directed Back to the Future, Robert Zemeckis, he also directed Forrest Gump, which came out this week in 1994. It was July 6th and based on the novel by the same name by Winston Groom, obviously starring Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. So both Tom, or not Tom, Tom's character, both Forrest and Winston, they grew up in Alabama and then served in the Vietnam War. But then I'd imagine the similarities ended after that.
Yeah. I'd imagine so, all right. There's actually around Georgia, I was there before on holidays, quite a number of restaurants at the Bubba Grump Shrimp.
Yes.
Yes. Had to kind of go in just purely off Forrest Gump.
I went to the one in San Francisco before and yeah, it was nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I think we all just remember that one quote from Forrest Gump.
Run, Forrest, run.
And life is a box of chocolates. You don't never know what you're going to get. And it's true.
Trying to think. I'm going to say it's either 94 or 95. I don't think it's as late as 97, right? So it's either 94 or 96.
1999, the number one
not
in
bad.
Ireland and the UK was ATB 9 PM till I come. And I'd imagine that's what David and Victoria Beckham were dancing to at their wedding because it's
Castle.
The same week. Yeah, Luttrell Town Castle, I'd say
was.
It was popping off to
if you
ATB.
Were there at the wedding.
Yeah. Yes, that was number one. That was number one.
It reminds me of the Limelight in Glenties, which will mean nothing to you, right? But it was like the teenage disco that we went to.
And it always reminds you of that.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say it was a teenage disco. I don't know if it was actually a teenage disco, but that's where we went. As
it was a disco for the youths.
Yeah.
Some and good it, times there, I can tell by your
yeah,
face.
It's like the kind of country, like probably the first nightclub you ever went to, but that was the absolute tune.
But that's still such a great tune. We play that all the time on 98.
I love it.
It's a great
it's
song.
Great.
There's a new song out that samples that. Do you know, they're doing all that now.
Pretty sure I heard it at Glastonbury as well at some point.
Yeah.
Not quite sure where or what stage, but maybe it was there. Maybe it was just ringing in my head. 2001.
You're close. 1999 as
go
well.
On.
So 25 years
bad.
Ago, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. That was number one in the
Love
US.
Ricky Martin.
I when that song
Ricky
came
Martin.
Out, that and She Bangs as well is such a good song. It doesn't get as much
but
credit.
But definitely go to a Ricky Martin gig.
Yeah,
if
bring him back.
So 2000. No, it's 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all that
big week. Victoria and David and ATB and Ricky Martin top of the charts. Good times.
Absolutely. Rebecca Shackleton, as always, co-presenter of 98FM's Big Breakfast. Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us here on Throwback Thursday.
Thanks so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.